Time flies when you're having fun wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Vic, I got to say, Don Banks gets a free pass from you. What, because he's from Sports Illustrated? If I say the Browns are going to go 4-2, you're screaming at me about pom-poms and booting me out of the dog bowl.
Well, Don, actually, I was a little shocked by Don's appraisal, because Don is normally not that positive about anything. And he was positive about the Browns. I've known him
for
many years.
So that's got to count for something.
So it tells me something. It tells me that he's optimistic. We'll see how it plays out. I just am afraid. I don't want to let myself get to how I am.
The fandemonium that would ensue would be epic.
I don't even want to think about that, because it's so great that you don't want to think about something that, you know, may or may not happen.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
We can't control it until we see it. But it's a nice prediction, and when we look at the schedule game by game, maybe we'll play this game.
We'll
tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go through the schedule.
That's
and
a
see
win, dog.
What our thoughts is. There's a W.
That's a W. That's a win.
What do we got? Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, with some tweets.
I want to mark this down. So we're gonna play the schedule game tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're doing it.
I need to allocate a segment for the schedule game.
Old school. Mike and the Mad Dog.
I'm gonna be out in. By the way, you know I'm gonna be in Westlake. Dino, you know that?
Yeah, you'll be in Westlake.
Let everybody know where they can come see you and rub elbows with greatness.
PNC Bank. It's in Crocker Park. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This show, 1 to 3 p.m. Complimentary food and refreshments for people to enjoy, giveaways, and more. And Chomps is going to be there. Felix Wright, former Brown, is going to be there signing autographs and stuff. I'll be there to talk with you, and we'll have some fun. Interact. Show up.
Enhance that fan experience.
That's right. And be decked out in your Browns best.
Paint the town Browns.
Paint the town Browns.
VIC. All right. From Sarge. He literally tweets one word at me, guys. Cheerleaders. From Sarge 1208. So I assume, and he's
talking about us.
I think he mostly
Nathan.
Exactly. Pom pom. You know, maybe Gerard.
Because I'm the perspective.
I didn't even
one.
Say this is Don Banks who said they were going 4-2.
Cheerleaders.
Okay. With an exclamation point.
I was talking about a drum line.
Now of course he may.
Oh, maybe he meant cheerleaders.
Maybe he wants cheerleaders.
He wanted the.
I was gonna say he may have been referring to.
See,
when
look
when
how defensive.
Kevin.
Look how defensive I get. See? I think they're taking a shot at us, but mostly you. And I'm getting defensive.
I appreciate you defending me like that, though. That makes
that
me feel good.
Teammate having your back. On a football question from @FFAnalytics, Rod. What will Ray Horton's impact be on the Browns' defense?
Analytics.
I think the biggest impact you're going to see is instead of a defense last year that tried to play conservatively and allow the other team to make mistakes and capitalize on them, Ray Horton's team is going to blitz the quarterback, put them under pressure, change the looks to force mistakes. This is going to be an attacking, aggressive style of defense. That'll be the biggest change, and I think with the personnel here, that is one of the reasons to be so optimistic about this team is because of what this front seven can do, knowing that they have a coordinator who will unleash them.
It's about taking the game to the opponent. The defense, previously played a much more give up the middle of the field, just don't give up the big play. This team will go after it and risk the big play in hopes of the
making
reward their being their own big play.
Absolutely.
Time for another one? Dino? Nothing? You got it? We're going to wrap this thing
up.
Right.
We're going to wrap up this party.
It's a football Thursday. We want to thank Todd Schneider for being here from First Energy. I want to thank Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Alex Shiner, the club president of the Browns, Kevin Griffin, vice president of fan experience, Solomon Wilcox from CBS, Don Banks from SportsIllustrated.com. Did we have a hell of a show or what?
We sure did, and I want to thank you, Notorious, for another great show.
Well, it was a ball to work with my great friend here and partner, Nathan Zagura, and again, we'll be with you again tomorrow. I'll be out in
Westlake. Rundown. We're going to
we'll
go
do
game
a schedule
by game.
And a game by game. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Our listeners, thank you.
Yes.
And thank everybody. And by the way, the hooligans are up next. Stick around for more ESPN 850 Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.